Vocabulary. Both fluent English speakers and English language learners will encounter new and unfamiliar vocabulary as they move through their science education. Unlike their English-speaking peers, however, English learners are also constantly learning vocabulary in all of their school subjects as well as in their daily lives. There are a number of ways in which teachers can make the massive vocabulary learning process required of English learners. Both fluent English speakers and English language learners will encounter new and unfamiliar words. Use classroom routines to present vocabulary. You might spend 2 or 3 minutes at the beginning of a class highlighting scientific vocabulary that students will need in class. Use the same type of language each time. For instance, here are some key words. By making the presentation of vocabulary a routine event, students are not faced with the extra task of working out what kind of instruction is going on. Exploit cognates. Cognates are words which sound familiar across languages because they have common origins. Much of the scientific vocabulary of English comes from words with Latin origins. These words are likely to have cognates in language descended from Latin. Talking science. Communication is a vital part of the scientific discovery process. Students working in small, hands-on groups in the science classroom use back-and-forth communication to make meaning out of their observations and discoveries. Teachers should ensure that English language learners are not excluded from this crucial learning experience. Make sure that instructions are clear to everyone in the group, perhaps by providing them in written as well as oral form, so that ELLs have time to digest the content. Allow speakers of the same language to work together and to discuss scientific concepts in their native language before they communicate them in English. If groups are multilingual, teachers can assign roles to each member of the group and construct roles with more or greater linguistic demands to suit their diverse students. For instance, a student with limited English might be assigned to connect key concepts to new vocabulary. A more proficient student might be responsible for taking observation notes. When calling on students, give them a moment or two to jot down ideas before they speak in front of the class. This allows students to marshal their thoughts and give them time to think about the language that they will need to express their ideas. Writing in science. English language learners may understand the concepts of science very well, but unless they have the tools to communicate their understanding, teachers have no way of assessing their comprehension. Teachers can help ELLs by providing varying degrees of scaffolding. Of particular use to ELLs are partial sentence chunks that scaffold the types of sentences students should use to communicate their scientific knowledge. Sentence chunks allow students to express their scientific learning without being hindered by lack of language skills. They also model the type of scientific language students can use in the future. As students become more proficient, less scaffolding is required. Instructional congruence. Instructional congruence refers to the process of merging academic disciplines with students' linguistic and cultural experiences to make the academic content accessible, meaningful, and relevant for all students. Instructional congruence can refer to both ways of talking and thinking about specific inquiry, as well as ways of presenting scientific topics. Students from diverse cultural backgrounds may have ways of approaching inquiry that differ from Western norms. They may come from cultures where it is considered inappropriate to question authorities, such as teachers and textbooks. Students from different cultural backgrounds may also differ in terms of their comfort levels with working collaboratively or individually. The presentation of topics in traditional science lessons may also miss chances to connect to students' background knowledge. Teachers can modify instruction so that it values students' cultural norms while simultaneously facilitating scientific inquiry. In designing a unit on whether for a multi-year professional development program, a research team built elements into the unit designed to be convergent with students' learning. In this case, the students were mostly Hispanic students from the Caribbean in Central and South America. The unit used both metric and traditional units of measure, incorporated weather conditions familiar to students such as hurricanes and other tropical weather patterns, used inexpensive household supplies for hands-on activities so that students could replicate the activities at home with their families, allowed students to work collaboratively or individually, depending on their comfort level with these patterns, and integrated science standards with both TESOL and English Language Arts standards to encourage English language development in social settings, in the academic content, and in socially and culturally appropriate ways.